Public opinion polls indicate strong and broad support for President Bush's aggressive stance on Iraqi President Saddam Hussein and a possible attack on Iraq. That seemed to make many congressional Democrats fearful of challenging the president, at least at the beginning of this week. They were looking for Democratic leaders to stake out an alternative position to unilateral action. They got it first in the form of a speech given by former Vice President Al Gore. Then they got help from the president himself when he accused the Democratic-controlled Senate of, quote, not being interested in the security of the American people. That infuriated Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, who had indicated earlier he might support the president's position. By the end of the week, Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy made this argument against a unilateral U.S. attack on Iraq.
It is possible to love America while concluding that it is not now wise to go to war. There is clearly a threat from Iraq, and there is clearly a danger, but the administration has not made a convincing case that we face such an imminent threat to our national security that a unilateral, preemptive American strike and an immediate war are necessary.
Senator Ted Kennedy speaking yesterday in Washington at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. Next week, Congress is expected to debate an Iraqi war resolution. Joining me to talk about this Democratic turning point is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. David, you've been watching this action all week on Capitol Hill. How do you assess the mood shift among the Democrats?
Howard, you could see the mood shift almost immediately after Senate Majority Leader Daschle spoke. There was a kind of electricity in Congress that day. It was a very unsettled feeling among lawmakers and a feeling that something had changed very significantly. Later that evening, two Democratic members of the House, Ellen Tauscher of California and Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, circulated a letter among their Democratic colleagues asking them to sign on to a petition to postpone any debate of Iraq until after the election. We had not seen something like this until Daschle made his speech. And also, Daschle's fellow Democrats in the Senate got up and started making very feisty floor speeches questioning President Bush's policy on Iraq on Wednesday, and those speeches continued through the week.
So they're negotiating now over the final language on a congressional resolution against Iraq. Any sense of what that might say and whether or not it'll pass?
There was a second draft of that resolution that was originally sent up last week by the White House and then revised during this week. They took out the language that seemed to allow the president to wage war not only against Iraq, but possibly against the entire Middle East region. That was removed after both Republicans and Democrats objected to it. But Democrats are still holding out for something more. Senator Daschle says that he wants to have more language that calls on the United States to have a multilateral force acting against Iraq. Democrats want more time for the United Nations to come up with a strong resolution. And Daschle says that he's going to draft a resolution of his own. And he's also said that there could be amendments to any resolution that gets to the Senate floor, which he promised would happen next week. But his counterpart, Minority Leader Trent Lott, said yesterday that he doubted that this resolution would get to the Senate floor by Friday of next week and probably would get there the week after. He said that if Democrats started amending that resolution, that there would be no end to it.
We have a new NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll, which indicates that Iraq is not a major concern among voters, at least those who were polled, who said they intend to vote on November 5th. What's your take on that?
I think that it's probably too early to conclude that Iraq is not going to be an important issue in the campaign. Many of the members are saying they're getting many calls from constituents. Those who oppose the administration's policies on Iraq say that the calls are overwhelmingly against action against Iraq. And others are saying that the calls are divided, but they are getting feedback. But I would imagine that's coming mostly from those who pay the most attention to what's happening in Washington.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. David, thanks.
Thank you, Howard.